It was my turn to frown. What? Murphy stopped for a minute, evidently considering her words as carefully as a bomb technician considers wiring. There are moments when I wonder if you are losing control of yourself. You've always had a lot of anger in you, Harry. But over the past few years, it's gotten worse. A lot worse. Bullshit, I snarled. Murphy arched an eyebrow and just looked at me. I gritted my teeth and made myself ease back down into my previous slouch. I took a deep breath and counted to 10. Then I said, "You think I have anger issues? When you destroyed that trash can, when you slagged it in a moment of pure frustration, destroyed it, inflicted thousands of dollars of damage on the city sidewalk, the building behind it, the shops inside, all of which are in Marcone's building," I snapped. "I'm sure the people who work at the counter at," she consulted her little notepad, "the Espresso Express and run the registers at Bathworks probably don't know anything about Marcone or care about him either. They probably just go to work and try to pay their bills." I frowned at her. "What?" "Both shops were hit by bits of concrete and molten metal. They'll be closed for several weeks for repairs." "They're insured," I said. I didn't sound like I believed it made a difference, even to me. "People got hurt," Murphy said. "No one's face got melted, but that's not the point. You know the score, Harry. You know the kind of damage you can do if you aren't careful." I didn't say anything. "It's just like being a cop, knowing martial arts. I know that I can do some fairly awful things to people. It's my business to make sure that awful things don't happen to people. I'm careful about how I use what power I have." "I'll tell that to my dentist," I said. "Don't be petty, Harry," she said, her voice serious. "I've made mistakes, admitted them, apologized to you. I can't change what's happened, and you're a better man than that." Unless maybe I wasn't. I felt ashamed for making the remark. "My point is," Murphy said quietly, "that you knew what kind of damage you could do. But if what you say is true, in the moment you used your magic, you thought what you were doing was right. You thought it was okay to destroy something because you were angry, even though it might hurt someone else who didn't deserve it." I felt another surge of rage and holy crap. Murphy was right. The sigil of angelic script, the only unburned flesh on my left hand, itched madly. "Oh, hell," I said quietly. "Pot, kettle, black, all right, all day long." Murph sat beside me, not saying anything, not accusing me of anything. She just sat with me. Friends do that. I put my right hand out, palm up. Murphy closed her hand on mine for a moment, her fingers warm and small and strong. "Thanks," I told her. She squeezed tight for a moment. Then she got up and went to a vending machine. She came back with a can of Coke and a can of Diet Coke and handed me the non-vial one. We popped open the cans together and drank. "How's the ex?" Murphy asked. "Gonna make it," I said. "She lost a lot of blood, but she's AB neg. They stitched her shut and they're topping off her tank. Shock's the worry right now, the doc says." "It's more than that, though, isn't it?" I nodded. "Thomas said it might take her a few days to get back on her feet, depending on how big a bite the scabies took, which is sort of a relief." Murphy studied me for a minute, frowning. "Are you bothered that she, I don't know, she kind of stole your thunder there at the end?" I shook my head. "She doesn't need to steal it, Murph. And even if she did, I got plenty of thunder." I felt myself smile. "Got to admit, I've never seen her throw a big punch like that before, though." "Pretty impressive," Murphy admitted. I shrugged.